to Tiltcast, episode 140, I Am All That Is Man.
And this week we have for you Steam Sale, Dota 2, Rogue Legacy, Antichamber, Civ 5, and mentions for Grand Theft Auto 5 and Mad Max. Stay tuned.
And welcome back to yet another episode of the Tiltcast. That was one fine ass that I just saw. I'm Justin. To my left, I got Rusty in the black shirt that you can't see. I have Jason across from me in an OU shirt that you can't see. I have Casey filling in for Trent in a white shirt that you can't see.
Cheers.
And I'm in a Fallout shirt that nobody can see.
Why? Yeah. It's this great image of Casey in cargo shorts, the Hanes white tee, and the bottle of sake.
Is that not sake?
Yeah, it is.
It's a it's like a beer bottle of sake?
Well, it's a bottle of sake, but I just cracked it open and started drinking from the bottle.
You know, because
I'm a raging alcoholic.
Yes.
Why take time to pour it in a little glass when you just drink from the bottle?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. So, are you technically a Fallout boy right now?
Oh, no. Fuck you, running. Vault boy, motherfucker.
The Vault Boy was grabbing his tits.
Yeah, last week.
Yeah.
I have this shirt that has, it says, there's a perk in the game called Nerd Rage, and it's a dude, the glass is like flexing.
Yeah.
Well, his fists are right on my nipples.
Oh. Yeah.
It's kind of awesome.
Mm. Power tweaking.
Yeah, power tweaking.
All right.
We are starting this show off right. So, Trent's working on a website, so he won't be here tonight. He may pop in, because he usually does that.
Yeah.
You know.
He can't hold
when
back.
When he gets bored.
Next week, I'm anticipating I may not make it, but I'll probably pop in just like that. I gotta be up, like, fucking early the next day.
Excuses.
So.
That's all
like
I hear.
9 a.m.?
No, I got lead.
Oh. Yeah. 7 a.m. is not that early.
Dude, I never wake up at 7 a.m.
Well, you made it sound like you're waking up at, like, 3:30, 4.
Well, fuck you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're military, so you're used to that. Like, I'm not used to getting a lot of sleep. I'm just not used to waking up during that time frame. Like, that doesn't really exist in my world.
Dude, I've been doing it since March, and I'm still not used to it.
Like, it just... I don't even know... Like, I got this new phone, and it's got a pussy-ass alarm. I mean, I have no selection of anything harsh or... Like, something that wake you up would be an alarm, like... Like, did you ever watch The Tick growing up?
Yeah.
Like, it started off with that buzzer alarm. That's kind of what my old phone did. That woke me up. This thing, like, it's like running water and, like, some kind of, like, salsa tones or something.
Hand me your phone.
Well, it's kind of nice not woken up.
I went through all the settings. I have figured this out.
No.
Are you sure?
I am sure. You're not taking my goddamn phone.
I'm just saying, I would much rather be woken up by something like, hey, good morning, it's lovely to see you, instead of like,
yeah, but at least
holy
I
shit.
Wake up.
Wow. That's a volume.
Hey, you know what? Even is better than a drill sergeant.
Jeez. Yeah, that's true.
So, here's my alarm types. Melody, vibration and melody, and briefing.
I'll just put it near your nuts.
Oh,
wake
come
up.
On. There should be a snooze setting.
No, there's not. So...
Are you kidding me?
There's no snooze on that phone. What phone did you get?
I got a Samsung Galaxy
There's
3.
There's a snooze on there.
That's a Galaxy 3? Come on.
There's a snooze in there.
All right.
We'll figure
you
this
just
out.
Just looking in the right places.
Yeah. Here I am on Google with fucked up shit.
I know that I'm woken up with a melody called Strum on my iPhone, and it doesn't scare the shit out of me when I wake up, so...
But scaring the shit out of me is the only way that I can wake up after staying up till 3 or 4 in the morning and then deciding to go to work at 9 o'clock.
It's called downloadable alarm clock, uses MP3s, put dubstep on there, you wake up every time.
God,
dude, I'll manufacture an alarm clock that will set off a homemade firecracker every morning if you need.
Like, just machine gun fire, like something kind of manly, you know?
Okay.
Okay,
just,
we got this.
Yeah.
Just put a Guar song on your phone and set that for you.
No, I just have weird fucked up dreams at that point.
You already have weird fucked up dreams. What's
no,
the
I
difference?
Mean, after seeing Odorous Unger several times shooting, like, blue semen all over the crowd, I kind of got the idea of what's going on.
Wow. That's intense.
It's You weren't there. Me and Holly and Trent.
I was
and
not
Vanessa
there
went
for
there.
Blue Semen. No, definitely no. not.
It's pretty. I've had Holly on one shoulder and then I had Vanessa on the other shoulder and I walked him up like a human like tower, and just got we just all got blasted. It was pretty funny. We all came out looking like Gwar fans.
Nice.
So it was really fun.
Awesome.
But yeah, Gwar's fun. What are you talking about, Gwar?
I'm not quite sure.
That's
your alarm.
That's right. Thank you. I digress. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, I guess we're way off topic.
Holy crap.
It started with you Googling fucked up shit, and then it just ended up being some girl that was not really Native American, but kind of bending down with a thong.
So,
and that wasn't really fucked up. It was just a nice ass.
Some fucked up shit when you Google fucked up shit. I actually encourage everyone to do it and make sure that your safe filters...
Work.
Yeah, not at work and that your filters are off. But you get some interesting... stuff. You do get some fucked up shit, and then you get some shit that's like, I think that's gnats and maggots stuffed in a vagina.
Oh, that's gross.
And you kind
of
that's
gross.
However, right. That's only one picture out of like 200 that I saw, so it was kind of worth the Google search. But
okay,
just try and skip that one if you can.
All right.
That's pretty gross.
Yep.
So Casey has been on the show in a long time. And I was going to start with him, but I'm not. So, Rusty, what have you been up to lately?
What have I been up to? Steam sales.
Steam sales.
A lot of caffeine. I've picked up a few games.
Yeah?
And,
have you hit the budget yet? Because I know you said $100 for yourself.
Yeah, I did set $100 for myself, and I am like $5 away from my budget, so yeah.
Didn't save enough for Shadowrun?
$5. I'll buy it for $5.
Well, it's going to be...
It's currently, what, 17?
17, yeah.
So, whatever.
So, you got to skip lunch a couple of times, and...
Whatever.
Well, maybe once with the day's prices.
I guess, I only needed to really buy one. I mean, Civ 5 has been eating my days and nights up till 4:30 last night, actually.
Well, you saw me pop on last night, and I was up till... Again, I had work early.
Uh-huh.
I was on there till 3:30.
Yeah. Yeah, it tends to eat up.
It's like
your
one
night.
More turn.
Yeah,
one more turn.
Well, you know.
And I'm trying for I really want to do the philosophy victory or whatever, and I just keep getting overrun. Like somebody wants to take over my shit. It's like I'm not trying to battle you, but you keep battling me. So I got to build units instead of doing philosophy now.
I don't understand why somebody's so pissed at me if they took over a node that I wanted. I go and take their shit. So. I was publicly denounced by all nations by turn 100, so it pretty much colored my...
I didn't notice this, and this is just... Well, we're going to start geeking out because this is a geeky show.
Yeah,
well. Trade routes. I thought that was really fucking cool. I need gold. All right, I'm going to set up a trade route. I built, a cargo ship. Not the cargo ship, the other one. And you just pick a city that's friendly with you, and like, all right, now we're exchanging goods or gold or whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes that so much simpler. Like, it actually makes sense now with trading.
Yes.
Like, I didn't really have to micromanage anything. It's just like click a button. That's pretty cool. Now I got money.
I will probably always go for military victories anyway. So
I just want to try out one of the other ones. I never do anything other than military.
Yeah, but military victories is two Age of Empires, dude.
Well, at that point, it just feels like you're playing Risk. Like that game gets long as shit when you start doing battles.
Yes. Well, I know. I purchased it, you saw me get on the Steam and start playing it.
Yeah.
I've been playing the same game.
That surprised me.
It's the same
long, drawn-out
game.
Civ's the game that I have the most hours on Steam.
Well, it's probably because you played, what, 3 playthroughs?
Yeah, something like that. Well, it is not that bad. Really, an average shift match for me takes... I put it on quick pace because I don't want to play it over a week.
Mm-hmm.
And quick pace usually for me it ends up being about 15 or 20 hours, like per. Sometimes shorter. I mean, if I really just ramp it up and just start taking over everything really quickly, then I get really aggressive, then it'll take less time. But if you put it on giant map size, as many nations as you can populate it with, and then you just go like balls of the wall with the fucking Babylonians or, you know, Nebuchadnezzar or the Egyptians, like I just start rolling face.
I'm currently playing English.
I'm playing Incas right now.
Yeah, so. I just went with the way it was.
So you got everything for Civ?
Yeah, I got the gold edition pack.
Does that come with the new expansions or no?
It does not come with the Brave New World.
Okay, so I think that's the one that's got the trade ships.
Yeah, this one's up to Gods and Kings, and then it has all the...
So it has Gods and Kings?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so you'll have all the faith points and stuff like that, too. So I thought that was interesting. I played previous versions of Civ and got bored with it. This is actually keeping me up, so it's working for me.
It's
so.
Honestly one of my... Just by the hours, it's probably my favorite PC game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am never bored of Civ. And we reviewed it as one of the first games on the site back when Andrew and Holly and me and Trent were doing it. And we all kind of agreed, yeah, this game is just balls to the wall awesome.
They keep improving.
It's an hours killer. I'm waiting to get it until I have a new PC that's not going to overheat on me for leaving it on for 8 hours.
I'm telling you, just let me make you...
I got an extra graphic card. You just need the...
I could build everything else, and I can do budget PCs.
I'm just waiting for taxes.
Well, I'm just saying, if you want to use the... If you can put that graphic card in something, you can use mine. It's just... It's a 6850. It'll run Civ. Yeah, it's better. It's what I had. I was running Far Cry 3 on it.
So, as I was... When we were setting up for the show, I picked up Reuse. So, I haven't played it, but I purchased
it. God, I want to play that.
And they have that on sale right now. Of course, it'll be off sale by the time you hear this. But, you know, at least hopefully you picked it up.
How long is it on sale for?
It's on sale for the next 14 hours. So, that's good. I picked up Hitman Absolution just before the show started.
Professional.
The Professional Edition. So, I haven't played that on PC yet. I picked up the Ultimate Edition in New Vegas so that I could get the DLCs for it.
So, New Vegas, I'll take a screenshot of what I got running on it.
Mm-hmm.
Your PC will handle it. You ought to just take a look at what I got going on there. And Nexus Mods is simply a... You just set up a folder for your mods, you install the download manager, and you just click, and then you just double-click and install. And that's all there is to it. Super fucking easy.
Sweet.
There's not a lot of customization aside from just picking, oh, this works, this doesn't work.
I figured there was going to be mods for it, and I'd like to get some of the... You know, the texture resolution packs and stuff like that for it.
Yeah, I actually had somebody write me in from last week or the week before last, and I just didn't see it because it was in my Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
Asked me for a mod list for, like, characters and stuff for Skyrim, and I just went ahead and gave out a whole bunch of, like, essential mods that I thought. So if anybody wants the mod list, I can take a screen cap or something like that for people if they want it.
Yeah.
Of just what I'm running. I'm not running any nudie mods. I'm not running... I want better textures.
He's playing tastefully.
I am. I mean, they at least have, like, bra and panties on. It feels weird. I've talked about this. It feels weird to kill somebody and chop off their head, and there's a fucking naked body on the ground. Like, that feels weird. I have a problem with it. So, but I do want to see better skin textures.
That's just because you don't feed your inner serial killer enough.
I guess. Or I just get laid enough, and I don't need that, but...
All right. On top of all that, I've played, I picked up Antichamber, which is a nice little indie game.
Yeah, isn't that supposed to be kind of like Portal?
Kind of like Portal, yeah, only it's kind of like, it screws with your head. It takes...
It's like gravity, right?
Well, no, it's, if you imagine like a rectangular corridor, like you go down four different halls that connect. You would imagine that you would see the same thing, you know, going through that corridor, but you'll get to the end of that, turn around, and there'll be a new room behind you that you didn't see before. So it kind of screws with your head, and you have to make... it's a problem-solving type game. It's really, really interesting. I wouldn't say that it's a must-buy, but it's really interesting to...
It's one of those you maybe you need to finish and then just kind of reevaluate. It got all right reviews. I don't remember it being bad.
It's not bad. It's just it's mostly black and white. They throw colors in there to accent different things. It makes you think.
It's 3D, right?
Yeah, it's 3D. It's basically if you take Portal and you take all the color out of it, throw a couple color spots on there, and then some really weird mechanics as far as, like, you know, in-game space, then you've got antechamber. And they name it antechamber based off of the fact that you start in a room and you go out from that room and you explore using your different problem-solving skills that you learn throughout the experience. So it's kind of neat.
Fear Collection's on sale for $13.50.
Yes.
I'm looking at it. I just put Ryu's in my...
I'm just not that big of a fan of Fear.
For a PC or...
PC, yeah. That's what I'm looking at
right
now.
It's all Steam sale.
Oh.
The other games that I picked up was Endless Space, which I have not played a minute of.
If you like Civ, damn, you will get addicted after you learn the mechanics.
It's what I kind of figured. I picked up Sniper Elite V2. Let's see. Crap.
I hate you, though.
Oh, stop.
What, because of Sniper Elite?
Jason wants to play, Sniper Elite V2.
I've been meaning to get it, and I just haven't.
Boy, you turn the graphics up to Ultra on that, and you go into the Elite mode, where you have to work with the bullet physics and everything like that. It's fun. It's pretty too. It runs really smooth on my computer.
That's the one plus about that game, is it's the only shooter I ever played, and this was a old Xbox PC game. This is just the newest one.
Yeah, it's not
the
been around
bullet
for a while.
Mechanics are spot on.
Nice.
Yeah, the
like this only game that bullet
takes,
mechanics
we
are
gotta,
spot
we gotta
on.
And elevation into
count for wind drag and all that.
Yep. It's it's something that I've wanted to get on the PC. I played it on Xbox. I wasn't really impressed with the Xbox version of it, but on PC it uses all of the power of the PC to make it really, really pretty.
Are you you're running? I think you said NVIDIA 560.
The 550 Ti, I think it is.
Yeah, the 550 Ti was a really good card.
Yeah, it's. Well, I'm supporting it with 16 gigs worth of RAM, and I've got I got a quad core processor in there. It's been a while since I've actually built it. It's about a year and a half old. So
you put a quad core. Where did you go, AMD?
It is. I've built two PCs since then, so I have to really think about it. I think this one is i5.
i5.
Yep.
i5 is really good for overclocking.
Yep. So
honestly, I went with an i7, and I'm just like, I'm not regretting it, but I'm regretting the price I paid, because you can get the same performance out of an i5 overclock, or nearly the same performance, and it's not nearly as expensive. Especially right now, like you look at a lot of the new like game PC builds for like people are running stuff on ultra settings. A lot of them are running i5s.
Yeah, it was.
You have the right card, and i5's all you need.
Well. There's still certain settings, certain setups, and a couple games that I can't play Ultra on, but, I mean, it plays all of the games at good settings, and that's pretty much what I want right now. The next game system that I'm going to get an SLI setup for my video cards and go a little bit overboard with it, but that's going to be well after I graduate.
Yeah, I feel you. So what else have you been up to? Playing some Civ?
Outside of that, finalizing my fall semester for school, and that's pretty much it.
You got a pretty busy weekend.
Yeah.
And completely rebuilding his room.
Oh, yeah. I went completely IKEA on my room and went total storage and got everything in my nooks and crannies all sorted and put away.
Yeah, finally. I need to do something like that. Like, I got 4 days off, and I need to, like, figure something out.
Well, it'll eat up two of your days, pretty sure. I put up...
What, did you just, like, make a bunch of cubes and just store everything, or
well,
what?
I got, kind of. Target. They have these little cube things. You can put little cube drawers in them, and they're cute and screwy and off in the corner so I can't see them, but... it's really effective at hiding all the cables and shit for my game systems and
so you just put them in the drawers?
Yeah, I put put my controllers and everything in there so that they're not all over the place. I just needed more space so that I could you know, do schoolwork and stuff like that. But
you see how my room's set up. Like, yeah. I pretty much just have no space.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
like, and I have a bunch of, like, not used space because there's a window. And
well,
it's like,
you know, if
fuck?
You were to get rid of some of those posters, I could help you install some shelving in there.
Well, basically,
that's
I
all I did on Saturday.
Do you have a, like, a stud finder or something?
Yeah.
Of course he's got a stud finder.
All
right.
I just end up knocking a bunch of holes in the wall until I find a stud.
Yes, I have a stud finder.
If you put a nail in and it doesn't go in very easily, then you know you got it. But if you hit it one time and it goes all the way through,
I understand the basics, Casey. It's just a pain in the ass because these are non-standard studs. They're like 18 inches apart.
Yeah, these apartments are in no way built standard at all.
I think they might be 24 inches apart.
Wow.
So it's just like, there's a stud, there'd be another
but
one somewhere.
The closer you get to the corners, that 24 inches becomes more like 20 or 18.
Isn't it like supposed to be 16 inches?
It's 18
to code.
16 or 18 is the code, depending on the wall.
Oh.
And when the building was built.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this place was built in like the 70s or 60s.
Yeah.
That much is kind of obvious.
Amazing.
Oh, that's like, my house was built in the 50s. So the studs are all over the fucking place.
Yep.
One room, they're 12 inches apart. Another room, they're 16. Another, they're 20. Yeah, so.
Just depends on how much they drank that
day.
Yeah.
That looks sturdy.
You know. But I had to go up in my room because I didn't have any more floor space.
How much were all the shelving and all that shit?
I got 4 units for $130.
Yeah.
So that wasn't bad. Shelving
and another 100 for or so for shelving.
No, it was 75 for
that's right.
4 shelves that I put up there. It was just custom white shelves,
including brackets.
So it wasn't that bad.
Maybe
but
I'll pay you some beer and some pizza or something, and have you help me install a bunch of shit one day.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'll come over and measure your studs.
He'll come out and
you'll find out the very far part.
Yeah.
Get me excited. We'll see how far that goes.
The double entendres continue.
What about you, Jason? I mean, you've been finding studs, but what else have you been up to?
Like I told you over text, figured out my problems with Dota games not going through was all the way
back
before
to that account.
It crashed was a old hack Steam account that I accidentally downloaded the beta on because my laptop had that login saved.
Oh, yeah.
So, since I've got Dota on the newer account, I haven't been back in to play it. I've been playing a lot of... Rusty got me started on World of Tanks because I was sitting around bored, and I'm, like, stuck on World of Tanks right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I did actually play some Dota, but... I didn't meet up with you like we had talked about, unfortunately. I don't know what happened. I think it was 4 days.
Well, with the release, I got... Shoot, it was Saturday morning before Dota was downloaded.
True. I had to wait on the email because he was part of the list of queued downloads. When Dota released as the release version, everybody had to...
Queue in
to actually download the client.
Oh, that's weird.
And yes, I was like,
but you gave me the key or the invite.
Yeah,
he
like
downloaded
a few hours
it.
Before it went
he
live.
He downloaded it hours before it went live, like two or three hours.
I didn't have to re-download it because I had had the beta version on.
I didn't realize it was about to release. And hey, there's news: Dota release.
Yeah.
Good. But, yeah, when I gave that to you, I didn't realize it was going to be releasing, like, by the end of the night. And then, at the end of the night, you're like, I don't know what's going on. And I looked at him, and I had no more invites. It's like, oh, it must have went live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I took your invite about an hour or two before it went live, and then I didn't have to queue for the download. It was already there.
But, yeah, basically, I got queued up.
It's still free, right? Like, you didn't have to pay money.
Yeah.
You didn't have to pay money, right?
No. I finally got queued up Friday night. And it took until Saturday morning for download. And by then, my laptop was so overheated that
it had to
turn off.
They probably didn't want the server to completely crash.
Well
stage
not
out
only
the
that,
downloads
but with...
Like, it probably, like, 75%
well,
of Steam users probably
It was a combination of slow download because of how many users were downloading it. But also, I think Steam Sale had an effect on it, too.
Oh, man, this would be a great time to get your rank up.
Yeah.
All the fucking noobs on Dota. Not that I'm not a noob by any means, but I am less noobish than the people that are playing right now.
Well, you know, I played a couple matches, basically went through all the tutorial.
They have a full tutorial now?
They have a full new user, new player experience tutorial where you have to play... You
play Dragon Knight?
Yeah, you get the 20 different heroes that you can get. So it's just a limited amount of different heroes, but you go through and it teaches you the middle lane, and it teaches you how to basically attack towers.
It teaches you last hit and all that stuff, too?
Yeah, it teaches you last hit so that you can farm. You can go through and play.
Like every time I hear something new about this game, it's like, man, this is still better than League of Legends.
Right. Well, the bot matches, it's really good because it does give you an expectation for what you're going to run into, you know, playing versus other players, because you will have when it opens up and it's a full bot match and you're playing with a team of bots, the bots will say moving to gank or covering middle or pushing middle or something like that, and then you have to react to that. You know, so it's kind of neat. I kind of figured the hard way that the Dota matches, or the lives that you get in the Dota matches, are 3 or 4 seconds long once you start actually attacking other players, because it's combo, combo, bam, you're dead.
Well, you just got to get used to, like, moving as a group. It's not that smart with Dota to just, like, solo, like, mid to late game, like, by mid-game, by about 18, 20 minutes, you need to have a support or at least one other person hanging out with you.
Yeah, normally you've got...
Like, you kind of have an ebb and flow that going with farming, and then what happens is everybody hits, like, level 5, gets their ultimate, and then people start ganking. Mm-hmm. Like, the gankers start ganking, so you kind of got to meter that out and know that by this time I need to have somebody to help me farm, or I need to be a really strong character that can solo. Like, Drow Ranger is perfect for soloing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have somebody like her soloing middle lane or something like that, everybody else kind of starts drawing the team fights, and then she slowly builds up to where she's like level 16 or 15, whereas everybody else is level 10, and then she can go in and be your power ganker, you know?
Is it the Lion?
Drow Knight and Sev, automatically my favorite heroes, by the way.
Sven?
Sven.
Yeah. The guy with the big sword?
Yeah.
There's one that was like a lion or something like that. Where he's got the first ability he's got is like a spike stun that hits like multiple.
Yeah, targets. Isn't that the Brewmaster?
No. And then he's got mana drain, where he can drain a player's mana or even the creep's mana. And then he's got a gank, you know, basically a charge up hit, you know, that does like 3 or 4 damage.
It's always good in that game to have somebody that's got a stun, or like you and somebody else have a stun, you mm-hmm. can like double stun. So once you do your stun, the other person starts attacking, and they get ready for their stun, hit their stun, and you start attacking. And by that time, they're maybe at like half health, and then one person drops their ultimate or, you know, whatever.
Yeah. One thing that I really absolutely hate is anybody that can play the Skeleton King good.
Yeah, because he's fucking unstoppable.
You can't kill him, because every time you kill him, he just pops back up again.
I would say he's one of my favorites, but in the...
Early game is hard.
Yes.
But in the little bit that I got to play, though, his mechanics are tough to learn.
Well, you have to...
Well, you need to learn how to jungle with Skeleton King. He's the one that gets health back on hit or something like that.
Yes.
Yes.
So if you can jungle with him early game, it's not bad.
Yeah.
Are we totally losing you, Casey? A
little bit, yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, your roommate used to play Dota 1.
Yeah. Well, I also
basic mechanics.
I had a friend of mine that... I had two other friends of mine that always played Dota 2. But I was trying to figure out, like... I'm a real structured person, so I was trying to figure out like how the show's going, because you start out with a rusty introduction and then it just kind of...
Oh, I'm just... It's kind of a conversation piece.
Yeah. So I was just... In my mind, I was thinking structured, like... Oh.
Well, I started off with Jason, but he wasn't that important, so I moved over to Rusty.
Yeah.
Because he was... Yeah. Jason's weekend was...
I actually led into Dota, but my weekend ended up monopolized by his home improvement project,
pretty
so...
Much.
That's okay.
As long as it wasn't like Tim Allen Home Improvement, then it's successful.
No, my turn.
Well,
here's how Home Improvement projects go in my house. Rusty and I go out to get the shit, and it ends up being an entire day of Murphy. So instead of it being like an hour and a half to go out, get the shit, get home.
Murphy's Law.
Yep.
We left the house at like 12:30, and it was 5 o'clock by the time we got home.
Oh, wow. I thought you were talking like you went there, got shit, came back, realized you were missing shit, shit went wrong, you went back.
It was get there, this Lowe's doesn't have the shit. Website says this Lowe's has the shit. Okay, so we'll move on to the next store, get this. Spend 2 hours total getting over into Midtown to the other Lowe's up there, Yale.
Yeah.
Website lied. They don't have the shit. Call back over to this one up here, Tulsa Hills. Gal tells me over the phone, I physically have this. Spend another hour driving all the way back over here.
Because the lights were dead.
Yeah.
What a day to go out driving.
Yeah. And,
what about highways? Like, I mean, it is off a highway.
She looked at the wrong color shelf.
We took the highways. It was still dead.
So then Rusty finally decided, fuck it, I'm just going to get white shelves. Forget trying to get the cherry or anything else.
The cherry.
I'm going to go just vanilla
white
shelves.
He's trying to get his room set up all feng shui, and now it's just not going to work.
I have one set of shelves that are cherry, and the rest of them are IKEA white.
He was trying to be color coordinated.
I just paint all of it.
So
spray paint.
We finally get home at 5 o'clock, and we eat, and then I start doing shit. Well, automatically, my wife has to come into the room.
Gave all of her opinions?
And start giving instruction and all her opinions. Yep. As I'm sitting there going, no, no, no. So anytime I do any home improvement thing in my house, it's like that. I know how to do it. I start doing it. Wife comes in, interjects her opinion, and doesn't give up on her opinion until I'm done.
Next time what you do is just say, well, that's actually a really good idea, but we are
kind of
hungry.
Here's a bottle of wine.
No. You say, we're kind of hungry. Actually, can you go out and get us this, this, and this, and then we'll try and be done by the time you get back.
Yeah, we've tried that before. It doesn't work.
Well,
does that work
in your
household?
Really?
She's not going to give it a
I'm happy with just plain white walls and nothing. Like, I don't need
you
the house to be
that
all
question.
Decorate.
Your girlfriend listens occasionally, didn't she?
Well, I let her decorate because I just don't give a shit.
Let's see how he dodged that again.
Right. Well, see, no, there I'm actually
some art, by the way.
More disabled than most men because my wife is a native Cherokee.
Are you going to blame the native heritage on that, though?
No, but let
it's
me
okay.
put
we
this
do stereotypes
way.
Occasionally on this show.
Whatever. Yeah, Irish plus Cherokee equals all the women in that family don't give up easily at all.
So we're 1/5 less curry in this room anyway. So we just got to start throwing out some stereotypes.
Yeah.
Hey, my daughter's half Mexican, half Irish, so she can drink and fight like a son of a bitch.
Your daughter just had a birthday recently, didn't she?
Yeah, she's 3, so let's not talk about her drinking and fighting just yet. But yeah.
Don't you know, Irish blood, that stuff starts early.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to, Casey? It's been a long time since you've been on the show.
So,
a couple months, maybe.
Yeah, I've still done my traditional thing of drinking and playing Rock Band. That never gets old. But I've been really looking into Grand Theft Auto V.
Yeah.
I stopped at Grand Theft Auto 3. I thought after that it went a little overboard.
San Andreas?
Yeah. Like San Andreas and stuff, it was kind of ridiculous and it became like a gangsta game and whatnot. Mm-hmm.
It got very Sims too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
let's do workout because my guy's getting too fat.
It became more of an idea game instead of just Grand Theft Auto.
My favorite one to date so far is Grand Theft Auto 2. The top view, great game.
Yeah,
I'd go with Vice City.
Vice City was okay.
A lot of people don't like Vice City, though.
I love the soundtrack. I love Vice City.
I'm with Casey on this one. GTA 2.
Yeah, it's great. Greatest one ever. But I haven't played hardly any of the other ones because I'd play it for a little bit and I'd be like, this is ridiculous. I quit. So, but the Grand Theft Auto 5 looks amazing. It's got Like
the three different characters.
Yeah, it's got three characters. You have different storylines you can play. It has all these sub games where like you can go golfing, and it has like a decent actual golf game to it.
Well, we don't know that yet, but
I mean, I haven't played it, but
for advertised, it looks like they're trying to work on that.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It just looks really phenomenal. The fact that it grabs your attention, whether you like the gangster style of I'm a smack this hoe, steal this shit kind of gameplay, to I'm a
crazy ass redneck.
Yeah, I'm a crazy ass redneck trying to shove a half a leg down a toilet, like messed up. Little kind of creepy serial killer.
So you saw the gameplay trailer.
Yeah, I've been keeping up.
And then it's got like, you know, you can have just a simple, not classic gangster style thing, but it has just basic.
It's more back to Grand Theft Auto roots.
Yeah, or you can choose to play a lot of the sub games.
I like
golfing and
I think I like the idea of like picking your three guys a team and then throughout it like mass affecting it and switching characters. That part interested me.
You know, what they were talking about, being able to do just that and then have, like, on-the-fly decisions during a heist, for instance. You could either do the sneaky way or you could go right in. And if you want to steal that, that's perfectly fine.
Jason's like, I'm going to take some action.
I'm going to take some actual notes instead of...
I'm horrible at these, by the way. So, I really did like the ability to, you know, just... pick and choose how you were going to go about things. The voyeur mode, where you can kind of go hop between the characters to see what they're doing.
What that is, it's really just rest mode while you eat your lunch.
Yeah,
well, you know.
I do like the fact where it added like big game hunter into it as well, and you can like hunt deer and it actually has like a. Well, I mean, we haven't played the game, but it has like a legitimate like you're scoping in the deer looks like it's actually there and it looks kind of cool.
Well, you know, gameplay trailers are something that, you know, that piques everybody's attention.
That's true.
You know, so I'm hoping that they deliver on
Rockstar really hasn't let me down. I can't remember the last time they let me down. I really like L.A. Noire. I know it wasn't totally Rockstar, but they were behind the... Fucking, I love Red Dead Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
Undead Nightmare was fucking awesome. I don't like Grand Theft Auto 4. I can't finish that goddamn game.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people love it. I can't finish it. If I was going to think of an alternate to that, Saints Row 3rd is amazingly good if you haven't played it, Casey.
I played it for a little bit. I think Holly has it. It still had that, like, I'm a thug gangsta.
But it's goofy as fucking shit, though.
It does have, but I couldn't.
And then the new one where you're the fucking president, that looks pretty badass.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks over the top. Sweet. It comes out in, like, a month.
Okay.
That'll be the big game that I'm playing next month.
I was going to say, that is something that I would be more than happy to buy, review, and whatnot, but... because I haven't bought a newly released game since Modern Warfare 3. Since then, I just haven't had a game that came out that I'm like, God, I gotta get this game! But with Grand Theft Auto 5, that's the first game that I've been legitimately like, holy shit, I can't wait to play this game.
Well, I've never really liked Grand Theft Auto. I started with Grand Theft Auto and Grand Theft Auto 2, so I know all about the top down.
Yeah, I did that way back when.
And then when Grand Theft Auto 3 came out, I thought that was a driving game. that's pretty much what I did, was I loaded the game up, went through the beginning little cutscene, and then just stole cars and drove them around the city.
Another game,
I like I like Grand Theft Auto 3 alright.
It was very easy to do what he's talking about.
But I would just
get lost in stealing cars and driving.
Well, Vice City, I used to just put it on the Laszlo station and do my fucking college homework and listen to fucking Laszlo. Which was amazing.
Oh my gosh. I did that with 3. They didn't have a whole lot of good.
Well, and they had a soundtrack that came out, and I got the soundtrack for Vice City somewhere in my big set of CDs that I still have.
But Vice City did have a good soundtrack to it.
Like, everything from the fucking 80s, man.
Yeah.
Like, they had some pretty decent days. There's some good stuff in there.
But another game that I am kind of excited about is, and again, it's something that hasn't been released yet, but it's the Mad Max game.
Oh, yes.
I'm excited about that because... I watched the movies as a kid, even though I'm an 87 model, but I grew up and I watched a bunch of the old movies.
87 model.
Yeah.
You are the youngest person on here.
Yeah.
He's someone like 25?
25, yeah. I'm 26 later this year. But I grew up and I started by watching some of those older movies. Even Blazing Saddles. To date, one of my favorite movies.
Wow.
So, but like I Mad Max. Old. Oh, I can't wait for that to come out because.
Are you doing
it? It just looks, it looks awesome.
Me and you are the only people in our 30s at this table.
Yeah.
How old are you, Rusty?
I'll be 32 in about a month.
Oh, we're not that far apart.
You're a year older than me. I turned 31 at the end of this month.
And you guys are making it sound like you guys are like 48 and I'm like this little.
No, but I actually grew up in the 80s. That's the difference.
I had seen my
when you were 1 year old, I had seen Slayer.
No, I lie. I'll be 33. You know, it's getting to that age where you completely forget your age, and when the birthday comes around, it's just another number.
Yeah. Hey, I was glad whenever I turned 25 in November because I was like, yeah, what insurance the break.
There you go.
Like, after, it's sad. I feel like I'm older than I am because I was excited.
I pay $25 a month for my insurance. I don't get, it's the only thing I have an auto pay because it's such a small number.
I don't.
$25.
You see what I drive.
Oh, well, true.
It's fucking liability. It's
well,
nothing.
You know. Oh. You strap an engine to a dirt
a skateboard.
Bike. There you go. We'll get her insured. It'll be $3.22.
So, yeah, those
hey,
are my two games
the,
I'm excited
the only about. Reason that piece of crap you drive is still running, Justin's just because it's a Honda.
Hey, but you know, I paid cash. Can't complain too much. So, in other news, what else have you been up to, Casey? You know, I haven't really seen anything about you up to. You just started talking.
Yeah.
That's okay.
4th of July was fun for me. Every year I... Let me make sure I word this correctly.
We were supposed to have a fucking party, and then it never happened.
Yeah, that's going to happen again. I was actually going to set a date later this week for that.
I got a shitload of time off I need to burn.
Well, I'm down. But yeah, for the 4th of July, every year I manufacture my own firecrackers.
Isn't that fucking illegal? It's like fall into like bomb making.
If the FBI
it depends on how I worded what I said. All I'm saying is I manufacture my own firecrackers. I'm not talking about how I make them. I'm not talking about what they're made with or how powerful they are. So
or what kind of household chemicals he uses.
So technically, no.
You're not going in and getting fertilizer or anything, right?
No. Not, if you knew...
Just making sure, because you might have to kick your ass.
If you gauge the amount of potential energy that was contained within the vessel that I used, it may or may not be construed as illegal. However, all I'm saying is I like to manufacture my own firecrackers. I also like to use what's called tannerite. It's a binary compound. And when you shoot it, it blows up. And as long as you don't detonate more than half a pound at a time, it falls under the supporting laws and it's perfectly legal.
Yep.
But if you put a bunch of those containers together and have like a 2-pound charge and it blows up a refrigerator, that would be illegal, yes. And I enjoyed my 4th of July.
He's using a back charge.
Oh, I drank the bottle. It's gone.
He doesn't even know where it's at. He looked over the wrong shoulder, in fact.
But, no, I'm good. I have a little buzz going on. But, yeah, we had a lot of fun on the 4th. Plus, we have this thing where we like to take the mortars, and we get the more powerful mortars, and we light off a bunch of them, and whenever we're down to the last charge for the mortar, we like to leave nothing for the VC, so we put the charge in upside down. And light it, so then you see like the sparks fly out of the top of the mortar, and then the container just blows up everywhere.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is not illegal,
as long as you're not in city limits.
True.
Yeah.
And if I'm outside the city limits, I of course had a permit to light off the firecrackers.
I was speaking of Mad Max. Here you go.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Like, not only does that game look beautiful, which I understand, they labeled it as a
next-gen game.
The way they labeled that trailer was a in-game trailer, which...
Gameplay.
Yeah, but it really is a mix between the two. It probably has more...
Trailer than gameplay.
Yeah, but even then, it looks awesome.
I want.
I love the fact that they have an old school Camaro just like ratted out, and
well, that's what was in the movie.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like it's pretty. It holds true to its roots, and there was a huge outcry actually about that for them not having an Australian accent. And they just had an American accent,
right?
And so there's a huge outcry for it. So they actually pulled it from that trailer, Mad Max talking. They pulled it so that they could redo it with an actor that had an Australian accent. So the game itself is supposed to have an Australian Mad Max character.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's cool. They're listening to the fans before a release of something instead of releasing something and then all this like bitching about whatnot. So.
Yes.
I'm excited for it.
I'm pretty excited too. I actually posted. We have a mini private group that I post to just to give us news items to talk about. That's one of them. I posted it and I was like, damn, that looks pretty cool. So
yeah, it did.
More so than that. What would I have been doing? Well.
Yeah, what have you been doing?
Yeah. I haven't been doing as much gaming as I wanted to, but I did get a new phone. And that's a good thing, because I was going to throw that fucking Evo across the house. This actually works when I text. Yeah, well, it doesn't take me 4 or 5 attempts to send a text message, which is usually why I would just give up and not text you back. I may call you when it was appropriate or when it was convenient. Yeah. But when my cell phone becomes inconvenient, then it's time to get another phone.
Yep.
So I didn't spend a lot of money on it. I spent like $150. But Galaxy 3, not bad. I'm liking it so far. It's light as shit. And works.
I'm sitting here with a 4 in my hand.
Well, I wasn't going to go that hardcore.
Yeah, well, you know. Latest, greatest, right?
Shoot, it took us how long just to get him to get a smartphone in the first place?
Oh, dude. Are you talking about me or are you talking about him?
Him.
You know what's sad is, like, so I've been on special projects for work before I became a manager.
It didn't take that much to talk you into a smartphone. We all got one and you were like, I want.
No. No, I think I held out for a year with my little slider freaking Walmart straight talk phone.
That's just because it took me that long to talk you into Sprint.
Oh, no, you're okay. It's kind of the same thing that happened to me. I mean, it's just I was like, I can text in my pocket. And I did that all the time. Or I'd be driving and I wouldn't even look at it. And I'd text and, you know, that was really fun. And then I realized how old and, like, decrepit my phone was and I needed to get a new one. To the point my girlfriend was making fun of my phone every time she saw
and
it.
And instead of just waiting a month and upgrading to the new shit, you upgraded to the antiquated shit that support stopped for, like,
well,
a week after
to be
you
fair,
got it.
I bought that used. So, I was cheap. I bought it for very, very, very little money. But
there's a reason why.
Craigslist.
But more so than that, like, yeah, I was just getting, I had to get something. But it was really bad because right when you guys were working with me, I was doing those corporate projects.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I go up there, and the people that are, like, over everybody are making fun of my phone and making jokes about my phone.
Of course.
Yeah.
You're sitting around a table full of BlackBerries, and you've got...
Not even BlackBerries. Like, everybody's got fucking tablets and everything else. And they look at my phone, it's like,
and you
that
pull
get...
out this little thing that you
well,
slide
like,
up.
Did that get signal in here?
But hey, at least they'll remember you no matter what now.
It's well, they got do, because I met, what's his, I'm not going to say his name, but I met one of the guys today, and he's like, oh, you got a new phone, didn't you?
yeah, I know who you're talking about, yeah.
Because I went up and talked to him at the end of our meeting today, but...
The really tall one, or
yeah,
the... Yeah.
Yeah. I've got some rapport with, well, me and him worked on projects for a long time.
Yep.
So, but, yeah, to the point where VPs of the company fucking making fun of my phone.
Yep.
Yep. That's bad. But,
you stick out.
Yeah. Being a nerd with like it was kind of an oxymoron for me. But
well, I mean, cell phones are a little bit different. Like, you can be a total nerd and have like an old Kyocera.
Well, and then you got some chick from the ghetto that can work your cell phone better than you can.
Yeah, but she doesn't know shit else other than that.
It's all in what you use. Hey, some people use that for their internet.
That's true.
The only game I've played is Snake.
Fucking Candy Crush.
Oh
God! I hear.
Don't talk about Candy Crush. It does
Anyways,
not. It
you
does
know
not
what?
Deserve
I get asked
at
20 times a day at work. Do you play Candy Crush?
Oh,
I do not want to hear about it anymore.
I don't know what the big deal about that game is. I haven't played it, and I'm not going to.
And it's
kind of
like Tetris or something.
I'm happy with my
is
little.
Is it? I don't know.
I don't fucking. You know what? It's Candy Crush is censored from a gaming podcast. It's not a game.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It's not a game.
So, Other things that were happening, I was going to go to Kilkenny's, which is a local Irish restaurant around here.
Kilkenny's is amazing.
And doing that, I've been dating my girlfriend for a long time. We're like, hey, we should go Kilkenny's and have some dinner. It'd be really nice. You can cheat on your diet for once and eat some real food.
Their steak,
because I really wanted some potatoes. And
so the real question is, what did you order?
Well, I got there, and there was an hour plus wait.
Oh.
I was like, fuck.
Son of a bitch.
I'm already at Cherry Street. What do? Go looking around. Hey, there's a place over there called Smoke. I know that Steve-O's been talking about this place. I ought to go check it out. Well, I didn't realize how fucking expensive Smoke was.
What was the bill? You had said something about how your eyes popped out of your head, slanted on the table, and rolled around a couple times.
So, here's what happened. I could get each plate, could be like $48, $49, or I get the butcher's block, which was $88. So I got the butcher's block, which was like a 12-ounce piece of tenderloin, a huge-ass fillet of monkfish, like a pound of monkfish, which I didn't even know what a fucking monkfish was until I looked it up. I didn't realize it looked like an anglerfish.
Wow.
And then it was an 18-ounce ribeye, plus like some okra, some like potatoes and truffles.
Oh yeah, truffles. Truffles exactly is $20 of that.
And then some fucking like some kind of like watermelon salad. And then she ordered like a couple glasses of wine. I got a couple of beers. And then we got dessert and an appetizer. Spent $136 before tip, and after tip it was almost $170.
Holy shit, you should have waited that hour and a half for Kilkenny's.
Holy.
And I looked at it and I was like, fuck. Thank God it was payday. I was like, fuck.
Holy shit.
It's like almost the most expensive dinner I've ever had. I've been to Mahogany a few times. I've never spent that much Mahogany.
Dude,
I should have gone to the Sputter and got a 24-ounce steak for like $30.
The only time I've spent that much money was when I took four people to Gaucho's.
Yeah, Gaucho's.
Gaucho's is awesome. Screw that place.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like Gaucho's?
No, I had a really, really bad experience last time I went there, and I can't admit what I did over public airways.
Why?
Because...
You're not going to listen to the game podcast.
Well... I may or may not have left.
You're a bad person.
So, no,
you just left. Shit.
So, well, first off, I had a...
It's not like he killed somebody there.
Yeah, well, I had a Groupon for it, so...
We were talking about fucking Groupon again.
Yeah, well, yeah. So I had a Groupon, we went there, and I tried to get my ticket for 40 minutes. I was like, I need to pay my bill, I need to go. I have to be somewhere, sweet lord... Bring me my ticket so I can pay and leave. And they're like, yeah, I'm so sorry. We'll get that right for you. And they never brought it. So I...
Never paid.
Yeah. If they didn't bring me my bill, I didn't feel the need to stay and pay.
Okay. Well, I would agree with them.
You know what?
Plus, I tagged my Groupon as being used. So,
actually, in that case, I would agree with you. I mean, there was...
That's only happened to me a couple times. Like, I just remember being at Village Inn at like 2 in the morning and waiting an hour for my check. And I said, fuck it. They forgot about me.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
The last time Crystal and I went to Fridays, I will never go back to TGI Fridays because we literally sat there, we got our appetizer, and then waited an hour for our food.
Wow.
Yeah, that would suck, especially at a place you can't smoke.
So, you know what? Forget paying for the main meal. We left $8 on the table and walked out.
Yeah.
We're I don't forget this. We had a movie we were going to watch.
Yeah.
You pushed me to 5 minutes. Luckily, it was down at the AMC, so I was right there. But you pushed me to 5 minutes before the start time of the movie. Mm. Fuck you.
I had somewhere I had to be. I don't remember what it was. And to their defense, they did have a friggin' wedding party or whatever that was going on there. So it was really busy.
They're only open for like four
or
5 hours.
But still, you don't leave somebody sitting there waiting for their ticket or their meal for an hour plus. That
was another thing. They wouldn't clear off any of our plates. Like, we had our salad and stuff, and then you know how they bring the stuff around, the swords, whatever. Well, our table was full, and we needed room, so I was expecting them to take away our dirty plates from our salads and whatnot, and that never happened, and I was like, this is just terrible. It was I've been there twice. The first time was okay, but that was years and years ago, and then the second time was pretty bad.
See, I've never had bad experience at Gaucho.
Isn't there a Brazilian steakhouse somewhere in town, too?
Well, that is the Brazilian steakhouse.
No, like,
there's another, like another one?
No, yeah. There's another one. I just don't remember the name of it.
Well, I mean...
I've never had a bad experience at Shoguns. I freaking love that place.
Yeah, but Holly worked there for a while. So.
That's true. But
so we used to go there a decent amount.
Well, my family's been going there for, like, 26 years.
Well, like, I've been there, and then I go to Tokyo Garden all the time, but...
Tokyo Garden's okay. I like the taste of the food better at
Shoguns. Shoguns has better food. But, to be honest,
price is a little bit better at Tokyo Garden.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. To be honest, though, the big draw to Shoguns is this... the Asian-style seafood, and then you have the steak along with it. If I want a steak, I go to Jamil's.
I haven't been there in a while.
Jamil's is awesome.
Jamil's is
great. You remember
great.
Joseph's here in town?
Yes.
My uncle used to be the chef for Joseph's.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
That place is amazing.
Yeah. But Jamil's is my go-to.
Jamil's is good. Yeah, you need to try the Sputter, though. Sputter is... spot on.
Yeah, they have
the Sputter has actually been on fucking like Food Network and shit.
You got to get their 22-ounce steak because like,
it's like two meals.
Yeah, with everything that they give you to start with, like you eat like half the steak maybe, and you're done. And the great thing is, you heat it up later, and you're so lazy that it has like this bone that sticks out. You just grab it by the bone and you're just gnawing it off the bone, and it's awesome. You're like, I am all that is man right now. I have a medium rare steak, microwaved, and it just. It's great.
That literally happened
with me, by the way.
I only spent a lot of money, though, because I got
that. I have to write
that
down.
Like, it was... I think I only spent, like, $85 there, and that was with a date and with alcohol. So, I mean, that's not that bad for a really decent steakhouse. Because they have, like, a fucking 50-year-old grill there that they've been using forever.
Yeah.
That, like...
it's got seasoned.
Yeah, it does. Well, I mean, like, I was watching on Food Network, and they were like, yeah, we put it in for, like, 4 minutes, and it's done. So, like, it's that fast because the grill's, like, 700 degrees. And it's just like, bam, bam,
bam.
I'm done.
It's seared on the outside and bleeding still on the inside.
Hey, their bloody steaks are good.
Oh, yeah. I'm good with that.
On from Foodcast.
Right?
I still say we need to grow on with the Nerds one of these times. People, let us know if you'd like to hear it.
Yeah. Grilling with the Nerds. That was an idea you guys came up with a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a while back, yeah. Nobody did it.
Hey, there's still a lot of things in plan for this website.
That's true.
Now I don't have one day off a week. Maybe I can start doing shit.
Yeah.
So that kind of helps.
Yeah.
Just like we had a meeting beforehand. There's some updates that'll be coming soon.
Yep.
So now that I have time. But more so than that, I did play video games. We talked about Civ 5.
Yes.
I played some of that. Moving along from that, though, I've been chasing the Steam sale and buying different stuff. And I got that Call of Juarez.
Yep.
Haven't started it. Gonna be playing that sometime tomorrow. Got Rogue Legacy finally. That game is fucking awesome, but hard as shit.
Hmm.
That is one of the... So are you familiar with Roguelikes, or anybody here familiar with Roguelike?
No.
Roguelike is a game that with infinite replayability. It's basically you play a randomly generated series of levels with randomly generated series of items. So like there's a game called Binding of Isaac, which is about a fetus that goes down to his mother's basement and has a bunch of random items that he gets, like all sorts of crazy shit. But anyways, his tears are his like weapon. But anyways, this is not quite that weird. It's a series of knights, and you unlock classes with the money you earn from each time you attempt the level. So the level is rumored to be way longer than what anything I've ever been able to do. I usually live about 4 or 5 minutes because I'm not that good at it. But like, apparently there's, like, maybe 200 randomly generated rooms that'll happen in this dungeon. And each room is just, it's a platformer, so I mean a side-scrolling platformer, where you got, like, a sword and then a magic spell, and kind of like Castlevania, like, very much like old-school Castlevania. And every time you die, you spawn 3 children. And those 3 children have randomly placed attributes with randomly placed names and randomly, like, all sorts of things. Like, your character can have, like, dyslexia. And dyslexia will cause your character to, like, do things backwards. There's, like, one or two left... Yeah, there's one, I can't remember what it's called, but one that flips the entire level upside down. That's fucking nuts. There's one that's sometimes I just throw in random stuff. Like, one of the character traits is bald. And, like, yeah, it's just your character's bald. There's nothing to it. There's one that's just gay. There's nothing to it. It just says fan of the man or fan of the woman, depending on your character. Like, there's no reason for it. It's just random, goofy class. Your character's gay. But, you know, like, you got mage classes, you got ninja classes, and they all look fairly similar. Just, like, one guy can do, like, no crits but massive damage. One guy does awesome crits but has no health. And it just randomly assigns these values, and you get to go again. The dungeon is completely regenerated. Go earn a bunch of gold, and then if you come back, you might have enough money for an upgrade. But when you come back, you got Charns at the gate because he's going to let you in or not. You got to pay the toll, and the toll's usually most of your money. So you better spend as much of you as that you earned as possible before you get to Charn, otherwise it's a waste. So you kind of, early on it's not that hard, but later in it's like, yeah, I need to have at least 300 gold, and usually I make about 250 unless I'm getting better at it. Mm. That can get kind of frustrating, but when I found out that I was just playing it for like 2 hours straight and just doing it over and over and over and over again, I guess there must be something to this game, because it's really fast-paced, it's really hard. It is not an easy platformer. This is for people that are older, that remember playing this kind of stuff and getting pissed. Like Ghosts and Goblins, it is that level. I looked at you when I said that, I know. But it's kind of like Ghosts and Goblins. It's fucking hard as shit.
And Ghosts and Goblins.
Because it's, you got a little bit of health, but it's usually about 10 hits and you're dead, and there's like shit going all over the place. So, I mean, you're going to die within like 5 minutes. Unless you're just really good at these kinds of games.
What was the name again?
Rogue Legacy. A little indie game.
Nice.
That was greenlit and finally released on Steam. I got it for, I think, $5.99 on sale the other day, and I was like, total awesome purchase. But
okay,
that is the main game that I've played. Like I said, I need to play more Civ, but, you know, I can play that anytime.
Well, yeah, Civ's one of those things that you can pick up whenever. I was actually really looking at this, and I didn't pick it up for some reason.
Rogue Legacy?
Yeah.
No multiplayer, but who cares? It's really good. If it goes back on sale, you should pick it up with your last $5. Unless you're saving that for Shadowrun, because Shadowrun looks really good.
Yeah.
You know what game is amazing? I don't even know why I thought of this, but it's amazing. It has awesome replayability. Did you guys ever play Worms?
Yeah.
Yes.
I got Worms on like four different consoles.
Yeah. That game is by far one of the most amazing games I've ever played. It's great because it's not side scroller, because I mean, I guess it's just 2D, but you can go back and forth and whatnot instead of one direction. But I'm assuming that most people have played this game, but I remember playing it on the Dreamcast, and I fucking love that game. It's got the coolest shit. It's the simplest game.
It's great to play with friends. Like, yeah, that's the only way to play Worms.
It is a party game. A
couple of drinks, play that game. Awesome.
In fact, I have Worms and Worms Armageddon both on Xbox Live right now.
It was Worms Armageddon. It was on Dreamcast.
Yep. And in 64,
there was,
you had it.
Yeah. It was better on Dreamcast.
It was.
And there was...
with the Rumble Pack.
Yes. There was it's a hot seat game on the Dreamcast.
Yeah,
there was only one.
That's awesome.
There was only one controller for the Dreamcast that we had. We had four people playing.
Yep.
And we made it a drinking game back in college. So it was a bottle of vodka and about five or six different bottles of Fruitopia.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
Oh, it was actually.
Oh,
you
wow.
Know, there's a type of Fruitopia. A passion fruit awareness or some shit like that, but that was really great with vodka.
Mm-hmm.
So we would just, you know, we'd drink or we'd mix the thing. Whoever lost the match drank. So it was one person that was sober, and that was me, because I was really good at that game.
Ours was the opposite.
Yeah, whoever wins out of drink, and then you get.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Then there's less chance that they win later, you know?
Every time you killed a worm, you had to do, like, two shots with us. So, like, the people that were winning would keep drinking and drinking, and they get to the point where they were really terrible at aiming.
Yes.
So then the people that weren't drinking as much were able to kind of catch up.
Everybody that lost had to drink the entire cup. If you killed your own worm, you had to drain half of your cup. If you if you shot at somebody else's worm but hit your own worm in the process, you both had to drink. There was a whole
I still
like
the super sheep the best. Super Sheep was awesome.
The holy hand grenade was my favorite.
Yeah, the whole
because I was really good.
Yeah,
I was really good with that damn thing.
Yep. But so if you haven't played that game, you really, really need to play Worms.
Well, it's on like everything. I mean, you can get it on Xbox Live. Obviously, you can get it on Steam. Worms Reloaded's pretty good. Worms Revolution is also really good.
Last one I played was Worms Armageddon.
Armageddon and what was it? There was a world. There was a World War one.
Yeah, there's a 3D one as well. It's 3D one's kind of hard to play, to be honest with you.
The 3D one I wasn't very impressed with, but the it was Worms World War or something like that.
World at War, not World at War.
But it brought in not only the weird freaking voices that they had, but they all had different nationalities too, so I had the Scottish one.
Yeah, and it had those really weird names for like the computer generated or whatever.
The cheesies.
Yeah.
Worms Ultimate Mayhem, was that it?
No, that wasn't... That
no,
was
that's
later.
A newer one.
There's a lot of Worms games that came out. There's two pages
well, they
of
do
Worms
a,
games.
They do a lot of compilation type things, so a lot of the...
That's what we need to do for Gauntlet sometimes. Steam Gauntlet Worms.
Yeah.
Or Xbox.
I would love to do
I've
that.
I've got... Don't we have Armageddon or... Yeah, we do have Armageddon.
I'm pretty sure...
Because we did actually play that with a bunch of our friends. We just sat there and...
Yeah.
We had a Worms party where, like, we literally, everybody came over to my house, and we stayed up from, like, 11 till maybe probably 5 a.m., and all we did was just play Worms games back to back to back to back.
Got that.
There was four teams, and you had four Worms on your team, so that kind of lasted a while.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, I usually do a max for me and Matt that's on the show monthly, me and him, he didn't have any money last month, so I bought him Worms, and then we started playing some on PC. Like
I've never played it on PC.
It's just use a controller, same thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind playing it on PC. I've just always done it on Dreamcast and Xbox.
Well, it's on Xbox, too. I don't know. Got to figure out like what most people would have it on.
Probably Xbox.
Probably.
He brings up Dreamcast, and that's the only console that I played it on before I picked it up on Xbox 360.
That and
I
Power
had it on
Stone.
PS2.
Power Stone was the other game that was the shit on Dreamcast.
I played House of the Dead 2.
That, Slave Zero.
Yeah, that was cool.
Slave Zero was Sega, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I only remember playing House of the Dead.
I played Code Veronica on there.
House of the Dead 2... And then that, because that was the only three games that the dude had, and we had this Dreamcast throughout the entire dorm. We just carried it with us wherever we went to party, so, boy, those were the days. That was that one semester that I lasted in college 10 years ago, 12 years ago, 13 years ago, something like that. God, I'm old.
That's all right. So, I don't know, we kind of at a point where we just need to take a break.
If you want.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be back. And we're back. That was a very long break, actually.
Yeah, well, you know.
Really didn't take us that long. I was very organized.
That was a lot shorter break than has been lately.
Like, we could have played, like, Injustice or something on the break.
We could have.
Do you want to take another break?
It would have been more productive, I think.
Yeah, that's fair. Spent our time looking for a petition against a petition. And
right.
It didn't work out.
Well, you know, it's July. It's newsless month.
Well, yeah, because E3 is pretty much over with. We got Comic-Con coming up.
We got Comic-Con coming up.
But that's not really
up,
a gaming thing. Yeah. I mean... The only thing
they
is...
They have some games, though.
Right, but I mean, like, you were mentioning earlier, like, they're going to give a hands-on demo for PS4 there.
Right.
Hey, that's fucking cool.
Yeah. You know, I just want to see the cosplay chicks playing PS4. That would be awesome.
See what?
The cosplay chicks.
Yeah, Rusty's all about the cosplay chicks.
Well, and he should have been at the Duke Nukem booth, like, 3 years ago.
Well,
I say, actually, Holly has a picture of those chicks on hers, doesn't she?
I don't know.
Well, I was with her when she took the picture, because I think I was the one that took the picture, but there's our very own Holly, who's like, you know, 3'3", sitting in this big-ass chair with, like, these two chicks in schoolgirl outfits. which, you know, love it or hate it, they were kind of hot. I'm not gonna lie. And then I was showing you guys, I mean, the whole thing about girls in journalism and or not girls in journalism, girls in video games. It kind of, I guess my whole thing is, I really don't, all the vitriol that's being shown out or thrown out about how girls are misrepresented. I'm rambling now, but there's a really good post. I've liked a page for a long time called the greatest or the best page in the universe.com, Maddox.xmission.com, who threw out a post that went exactly along the lines that we've been going on for a long time and saying, hey, it's a male dominated industry. We don't like make male dominated like women's magazines. Like the whole thing about, you know, putting guns on the cover of Cosmo, like it's a totally legit point in a certain regard.
Well, right. And even then, the women who are complaining about this are really a minority among women in gaming. Because, I mean, most women are who enjoy video games are like my wife, and they just want to see what did the nerd doing all the programming come up with this time? You know, like, literally, my wife wanted me to pull off all the possible sex scenes in Witcher 2 just so she could see what they did with them.
Well, that's Eastern Europe, and like in Europe, like sex is viewed totally different. It's not nearly as much of a taboo thing as it is here. Like violence is a much, much bigger taboo in Europe than it is here.
Yeah.
So for them, it's like
it's all cultural.
Violence. Yeah, it's very cultural. Like I mean, you go down to like anywhere in Latin America. I mean, it's sex is really not that big a deal. But well, I guess violence probably isn't either because
well, you know,
it depends on where you go.
Well, you know, they behead soccer refs in Brazil. Just saying.
It's a more brutal culture than over here.
Right.
We're just, I don't know, I guess America's a bunch of pussies. I'm just going to say it.
No, it's
oversensitive
true.
Pussies.
No, it's true.
PC is killing,
PC is
politically
killing America.
Correct is killing, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not really politically correct. Really, nobody on this show is that politically correct.
No.
We're just not racist. That's really the only thing.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, we're not bigots, but we don't give a shit about some of the other things that are culturally unacceptable.
But we'll let you know to step to the left when the sand dune gets a little bit too big between your legs.
Yeah. But that being said, we do have some news. Jason, you had a bit that you're on Konami, didn't you?
Really?
Or
yeah.
What do you have pulled up right
now? Had a couple things. So evidently, League of Legends has been deemed a professional sport by the U.S. government.
Honestly, that's not that surprising if you think about it. I mean, damn, how many people play League now? It's got between 30 and 40 million.
To which Riot Games developer Nick Allen basically just said the United States government recognizes League of Legends pro players as professional athletes and awards visas to essentially work in the United States under that title. Basically, they just made it easier for them to come here and use our internet connections.
Hey, but you know what? That's big for gaming. I mean, you think about Evo, like, a lot of those guys probably have some kind of job on top of doing Evo, and they do Evo to do the tournament, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like we got a friend named Randall that does fencing. He doesn't do fencing full-time, but he's pretty damn good at it, you know? But it's definitely not his main job. He just takes a vacation and goes to tournaments.
Same
thing, I think, with a lot of the Evo guys. It's not like they get to sit in the Evo huts and play Street Fighter all day, you know?
No.
But speaking of Evo, that is coming up soon.
Okay.
Watch a quick just side note for people that like to watch programming. Programming is not, it's nerdy, but it's not nearly as boring as you'd think.
No.
Twitch TV is really good for programming right now. They got different packages for different things. I remember a few months back when they were doing the Nationals for StarCraft, paid $10 for a month's worth of access and got to watch as much StarCraft as I wanted on different streams in HD, uninterrupted. Or you could watch it interrupted by commercials anytime they took a break for free, or pay $10 to not worry about that. Which I was like, $10? Not a big deal. I'll throw down $10 because, hey, I like StarCraft. And I like watching people way above my skill level play it, you know?
You learn a lot about those games just by watching it, too.
Yeah, but I can't micro my spore colonies like those guys can.
No.
No,
like,
but
I am not
a
Zerg player. I am a miserable failure of a StarCraft player
compared to
even people in the bronze matches.
Yeah. No, but you can learn strategies that you yourself probably didn't think of. I mean,
Hey, some good comp stomp strategies.
I've watched a few of those live matches with the South Korean players and learned how to play a 5-minute game of Protoss on their.
Are you watching Boss Toss?
I had a build order that I could set up and take out pretty much everybody else's base before they could get two units out. I had one heavy unit and a what's his name?
What is Zealot?
Zealot, yeah.
Go out there and just raid their production line?
Yeah. I'd just go out there, raid the production line. That would kill that player, you know, because they wouldn't be able to come back from that at that early stage of the game. And then I had a person that I was playing with, and he was really, really good with Zerg. So he would just go and just freaking rape. I would go disable, and he would rape. So I held him down.
You hold him down while he's I don't know if that's representing women properly in the video game.
Oh, well, no. This is
just holding down men.
Swear like a pig.
Pulp Fiction just popped. And
I was thinking more Deliverance, but...
Ew. No. Anyway.
Okay, Bing. So... And then the other bad news I found was... evidently, now it's Konami's turn to get hacked.
Yay.
And evidently, they got hacked. Users for Pro Evolution Soccer were the ones hacked.
Well, you know, when EA got hacked, it was over a FIFA game.
Yep.
Hey, so, that FIFA hack disabled my account. I even have fucking FIFA, and I got hacked on that time.
Well, I didn't have FIFA at all. And my Xbox...
They were just buying tradable items and mm-hmm. selling them on my fucking account.
Exactly. Yep. You got hacked by the same thing I got hacked by, so I had to...
It took you the better part of 5 months to recover my account.
Yep, I had to do a recover on my account. They had to refund like $300 off of my Xbox account. It was crazy.
But evidently it was over 35,000 unauthorized logins from nearly 4 million attempts to Konami ID portal. Wow. Using IDs and passwords linked from an unnamed third party, Konami said names, addresses, dates of birth, telephone numbers, and email addresses were accessed and possibly taken.
Well,
that's huge.
It is kind of big.
Well, that just tells you if you're going to be on a computer or have access to anything, make sure that your
security settings are good and don't save your passwords.
And don't use the same password for everything.
Use variations.
Yeah. I mean, if it's going to be one word, be like gaming 1, gaming 2, gaming 3.
I think it's a very easy, logical way. Or you can multiply everything by 6.
True. Yeah.
And the other two small bits of
Not
news...
Not that I do that.
No.
...was Microsoft officially confirmed Julie Larson-Green as the new Xbox head.
Yeah,
and at the same time, Microsoft has decided to retire Xbox Live Rewards.
Well,
not that it really did anything for you.
It
was like 40 extra points every so often.
That was the thing. I think they tried to do rewards to drum up live purchases, don't think it really boosted that.
Well, you had to do surveys, and like I did it for a little while. I was like, I'm so sick of these.
Yeah. I did the rewards. I signed up for the rewards. I think the most I've gotten from a reward was 120 points. And in the grand scheme of that was like, what, $1.50, $2 maybe?
That's not really much of a reward. That's nothing compared to a Steam sale.
Yeah, right? When you're looking at having to spend 20, 30, 40, $50 on, you know, on games at a time just to get $2 back.
Not only that, but things like the surveys, things like that, they were just convoluted, complicated. They didn't make it very accessible at all. It
wasn't like, here's like 3 questions. It's like, hey, would you take 10 minutes of your time to earn a quarter?
I don't give a shit.
And the possible chance to win this.
There's people that make a living doing nothing but surveys, and I am not one of them.
Yeah, and you don't make a lot of money, I would assume.
No, that's fine.
I looked at that as a viable option when I first started my employment where we're at, just because I hated my job so much.
Yeah, they have that thing like Big Spot or whatever where you do nothing but surveys, and then they send you a survey about the survey.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm
good. Yeah, well, you make equivalent to like $8 an hour or something like that.
I don't even know.
No, thanks.
It's not even, well, it's not hourly, it's per survey. Yeah. It's like, what, like a dollar or something like that?
If that. Yeah. Anywho, it's just, it was...
a gigantic waste of your time.
Yeah. The rewards problem is going to come with the fact that it's not ambiguous points. Most people who have been with, you know, had an Xbox and had to deal with points kind of know what the value of the points are, but in the grand scheme of things, you're given a number, like 80 points. You're happy with 80 points.
That's 70% the value of a penny per
right.
point, basically.
Well, if they continued with the rewards program with the way that they're going, you're going to get like 40
cents.
125%. Yeah. You're going to get like a reward of 40 cents, and then people will feel like, why am I doing this? You know, so hopefully...
Yeah. I mean, I'd like it like, I mean, you have different places that you shop with, like Amazon gives you credit sometime for shopping a lot, you know. Steam just says that you're a lousy bastard and tells you how much you spent.
Actually, Steam does a couple other things. Now that this Steam sales come out, you'll notice that they came up with the cards. Not big into the idea, but it could get a little bit better if they use those cards or card sets for sales.
Well, I think it's cool that they're doing that. Like, they do achievements, because achievements come inherent with the games because of, you know, trophies and all that shit.
Right.
But their version is like, hey, we have cards, get the community active with each other, start trading cards, become friends with people over their cards.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't do that very often, but...
They've also got...
just sounds like trading hats to me.
I've got those little trophies that you can get. I mean, I looked at my Steam account, and I've had Steam accounts since basically the inception of Steam. I looked at it and it said, you know, service year 7. So I guess that's right around the same time. I guess
I'm
when
curious
they stopped
now.
From. Really? You haven't checked?
I haven't checked in a while. What is it under?
It should be right on your profile. It should be along the right hand side. It was on mine at least.
Yeah.
But it said that I was a Steam member for 7 years, or I've had a Steam account for 7 years, or something like that. And I know I got it with my Half-Life 2 set up. So
I started saying mine says like the hacked account says like 7.5 years or something like that, and that's just because I got it with Half-Life 2. So
yeah, I mean, you know, getting back to the rewards thing, I think that they could do something different with rewards, not monetary, but you know, go with. Like, if you do have, if you buy a bunch of stuff on there, or do a Steam sale type thing with Arcade, you could do that, or maybe even use your points to be able to get a percentage off of Steam for a week, or Steam, off the Arcade for a week.
The other point here is with them changing to real money on the market, if they were going to... there's no way they could keep rewards going the way that it was. So I imagine you're most likely going to see something similar to it coming back, but not exactly.
I think that, you know, if the way that things are going right now, if they continue with rewarding monetarily, it would be in the form of a sale. If they want to continue doing stuff for people who do do buy stuff on the marketplace, then they could do, you know, like something where you can get 50% off a purchase of something.
Yeah.
You know, or like a code that you get by email, so that you can get a discount. But I don't see them doing anything monetarily anytime soon.
I've been a member since November 21st of 2004.
I'm going to have to pull up my phone and figure this out. All right.
I was still in high school.
2004.
I was ending college.
2004, let's
grade.
See.
10th grade.
I graduated.
Class of 06.
Wow.
Interesting enough.
At least I wasn't class of 2013 or something.
You just won't be invited then. You won't be on the show if you were that
2006,
young.
2006, you said?
Probably not.
2004 for me.
2004?
Okay.
I had a Steam account in 2004, but I haven't logged into Steam.
Well, I'm using my...
Well, your login will still be there.
I'm using the mobile app, so I'm not sure if it's going to pull up for me here. I'll check. But, anywho, is there anything other than that? 2005. September 5th, 2005.
Oh, and then...
shortly after I did.
Yeah.
The other bit I found was the... dang, where did that deal?
Counter-Strike. That's why I got on Steam.
Yeah, Counter-Strike's awesome.
Yeah.
I still have Counter-Strike Shore somehow.
And then Metro Last Light Faction Pack DLC due next week.
What does that add? Does it say?
Oh, I looked at my badges, my 8-year badge of service.
So you did start a little bit before me. So I guess I waited to pick up Half-Life 2. Oh, that's right. I picked up Half-Life 2 as...
I got it as a disc copy, too. And then I eventually got on Steam to get the updates.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because when I picked up... I think it was Orange Box that I actually, you know, picked up.
Yeah, I got it as a standalone and then ended up purchasing Orange Box individually.
Mm.
So, the...
So, what's... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The DLC pack will be... 3 single-player missions pitting the player against warring armies. One mission sees you as a redline sniper infiltrating a Reich outpost in the midst of a radioactive storm. Another casts you as a Nazi heavy defending the Reich's front lines. And another puts you in the quaking boots of a Polis Ranger scavenging the library for artifacts and relics.
That's gonna be weird to review. I mean, like, who wants to play a Nazi?
Yeah. The DLC promises to revisit some locations from the original Metro 2033, so one can assume it's the same library that was featured in the game's third act.
Huh.
Due on July 16th in North America and following day in Europe for Xbox Live, PlayStation Network, and Steam. The faction pack will cost $4.99. Or 400 Microsoft points. It will be the first of 4 DLCs and is included in the season pass, which retails for $14.99 or 1,200 Microsoft points.
That's totally affordable.
Yeah, it's completely affordable. I'm
talking about a $30 season pass. This is $14.99.
Yeah, so I imagine that it's not going to take very long to play through those.
I'm tempted now, though.
If I get an hour's worth of content out of $4.99, I'll be right.
Yeah, I mean, shoot.
If I get 2 hours, it'd be bonus.
Yeah, if I just get 3.5-4 hours content out of $15, I'm good.
I'm not a big fan of the season pass thing, though.
So, something that's a little bit bigger. I'm not sure how to pronounce the dude's name, but the guy that makes Zelda, guy that's been behind it for a long time, one of the main guys, Eiji Aonuma, wants to go a little bit different direction with the new Zelda for Wii U. He's going non-linear with his dungeons.
Non-linear dungeons.
So, I guess he wants to redo some of the combat on it, and he wants to make non-linear dungeons. Right. So, he's wanting to kind of revamp, like, in this, he's like, I want to change up the formula because a lot of people are getting tired of the classic Zelda or whatever. He wants to do something completely different with it since it's been kind of stagnant for so long.
Well, yeah, it's been... You know,
Zelda is kind of like you kind of expect the same thing over and over again. It's kind of interesting to see what happens.
Well, I think
especially looking at the screenshot, it looks like a real video game now. I mean, not that the other ones didn't, but like it looks like, oh, this is something that plays on HDTV.
Looks like they're actually working on it.
Mm-hmm.
It looks good. The screenshot looks really good.
Well,
I'm super excited about that. If that comes out this year, you can't really see it, it's just so small.
Ah.
But yeah, this comes out this year, this will be like the biggest thing that has come out in 10 years.
Huh. See, whenever I think Zelda, I think that's they kind of standardized what a dungeon, how a dungeon works. You know, for pretty much a lot of other games. You know, you get an item that is going to be specific to that dungeon that's going to help you out. You know, so if they're going, if they're opening up the dungeons, I can only imagine like needing an item from one dungeon to go farther in another dungeon or something like that, and having to go back and forth.
Really, and from everything I've read, I know it's not going to come out this year, but I've heard it's slated for early next year. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's going to be a more adult-oriented Zelda game, like stuff that a new fan could get into, but like fans that have grown up with Zelda, Zelda was essentially one of the first games I played on NES. Mm-hmm. You know, like people our age, basically, grew up playing Zelda.
It needs to grow up with us because I'm an old fart, apparently.
I want to see Zelda with a beard. I'm just saying.
I don't think you're going to see
Zelda,
that.
I want to see Link with a beard.
I don't want to see Chick with beard.
No,
she's not a dwarf.
That's what I meant.
It's a different kind of video game there, buddy.
Well, we know where Justin's tastes.
Yeah.
Go.
Mm, bearded woman. She's gonna have a big bust and a long beard.
Hey, beard,
beard.
You're going
You got some hair in your cleavage.
Hey, wow. You go over to Central Arkansas, you'll find some whiskers. Just saying.
I wouldn't mind seeing a grown up, mature Zelda. That would be okay.
Well, they have been trying to do a little bit, getting them to grow up.
A lot of people hate the series or the game, but like Twilight Princess was the perfect example of that.
It was a perfect example of him turning Zelda a little bit darker.
I want to see a dark Zelda game, like not quite as dark as like Castlevania, but like almost in that vein.
I don't agree with the people who did not like Twilight Princess. I actually really enjoyed
the people
that
enjoyed Wind Waker over everything else.
Well,
sorry, Jason.
That was me.
You like Wind Waker?
I was the one that liked Wind Waker.
He liked Wind Waker. Well, I didn't.
I can't say that I enjoyed the cel shading so much, but I saw it more of like a cartoony games, and I played it like that. So,
well, I want to move along a little bit.
Yeah,
and move this show forward.
What? We go backwards in the show.
No, so there's that whole thing about there's a petition that was being signed.
Yes.
About reinstating all of Microsoft's DRM policies.
Seriously, guys.
What the fuck?
You went.
IGN, why do you post such things?
You went and you rose this giant stink over E3 about the DRM and how it sucks and how this goes on and on and on and on. And you've heard it all. And then some stupid thing happens where there's a petition to reinstate all of those bad ideas that you hated.
What I think is crazy is, like, the people that are proponents of it are wanting to do the whole, like, let's have downloadable games. Well, they already have downloadable games anyway. You can download most major titles on Xbox Live already. It's just the prices are fucking atrocious, so
right.
I would rather get the disc. But I don't see the reason to not be able to loan my games to other people. Like, the advantage I have with consoles is that I can loan my games.
I think
that's the only thing that it really has on PC gaming is being able to have portable gaming in a way, Like, I can bring my PC with me, but it's, those are my games. I can't say, hey, Jason, why don't you check out X game for me and tell me what you think?
Wasn't this petition also, kind of centering in on the family share part of the... DRM? Well... over the past, since E3, DRM has been mentioned in every one of the shows so far. Really, guys, if you're going to scream and bitch and moan about how bad it is, and then go back and say it wasn't so bad.
Well, there's like 20,000 people that signed it, but then there was a petition that came up against that, and then I noticed that that got taken down or something. I can't find it anymore.
The anti-petition for the petition of the petition, sir.
Something along those lines.
Well, I can only imagine if there was 20,000 votes for the petition, there's about 60,000 as the anti-petition. So hopefully, that is just some vocal minority going out there and saying, it wasn't so bad, guys.
So, did you guys, if you have any more news?
Do I have news?
That's what I'm looking.
Wow, let's dredge the internet and see what we can dig up.
Stuff you already have pulled up. Jason, do you got anything over there?
I got nothing.
No.
I'd expect you to. You're last dry. Minute.
Oh.
He said you're dirty last minute. Oh, well, we don't.
Evo and Comic-Con are this week. Just letting you know.
Yeah. Apparently there was a screw-up on the people who had started the beta for Microsoft points going to real currency. Microsoft's screwed up the numbers. And
so cash is wrong?
So they started the cash higher than what the Microsoft points were actually valued at.
Going back on it?
Yeah. They've identified people who were affected by it. So if you're one of those people who...
They were given extra money.
Yeah, well, you probably will notice a deposit in your account if you bought something for way more than it should have been.
It was that kind of messed up.
Yeah.
So it was in their favor, and so, then they decided to go back on it.
It was like, you know, 400 Microsoft points is $5. So if something was 400 Microsoft points on the previous iteration, when they changed it over to real currency, it was something like $7 or something like that.
How do people not pick up on that? Why am I paying more for this than I think I would?
Well, you know.
People are dumb.
Yep.
Sorry, guys.
That, you know, I would have definitely noticed, but...
We didn't mean you, because we know everyone who listens to this show is intelligent enough to realize that
you guys are all geniuses.
Yes, exactly. Let's see, Far Cry 4 news?
Yeah, there's a thing going around that they're working on a Far Cry 4.
Yeah, there was supposed to be some news coming up soon, in quotation marks, so hopefully we get some info on that, because Far Cry 3 was a fucking amazing.
Oh, so there we are.
Did you find something?
I did find something. So evidently the Oceanic League of Legends tournament finals will be held at PAX Australia this year.
Yay.
Nice.
For those people who want to buy tickets to Australia.
Yep. Or if you just live in Australia and you need a gaming convention.
There you go.
Hey, PAX is cool.
Winning team will be competing at Gamescom.
I just want one good convention.
Sort of
to
close?
To show up someplace close.
Like Dallas.
Well, Dallas would be close. I would accept Dallas. Oklahoma City, even, you know, we've got some stuff here in Tulsa that we can host a pretty big show.
Yeah, but not the same as fucking Boston or Seattle, that's for damn sure.
Well, true. But who wants to drive all the way to fuck there? I mean, seriously.
Justin.
Okay.
I didn't drive, I flew. I'm not driving to Boston. What kind of moron do you think I am?
That's just because you don't have a car that'll do it.
My car would make it.
Well. One way, maybe.
Hey, I've put 120,000 miles on that car.
And it would die at 121.
Alright, so I'm going to move this along. It doesn't seem like we got a lot more news, and I feel like we're just kind of a...
No, that was it. I just saw that.
Did you find something else at the last minute?
No, I don't have anything more, really. Okay. Other than PS4 units at Amazon running out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the thing.
Yep.
That and Xbox One, right?
Yep, Xbox One... Launch day units, the PS4 original launch setup, they have run out of the pre-orders, basically. So,
did any of you guys get a pre-order for either?
Nope.
I think I'm the only one. Because
I do not have guaranteed funds by release date.
Guaranteed funds. I love those words.
So I'm going to move it to the question we had last week.
What was that?
The question we had last week was... Is there ever a game you passed on without playing, and why?
Oh, yeah.
We did get a response via the Twitters.
Ooh. Tweet, tweet.
Thank you, Nymph, for being the only reply.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
He says, Resident Evil 6, I'm tired of this dark and gritty emo BS that most games seem to take place in, and I'm bored with zombies. That's fair. That sounds very Nymph.
Well, yeah, you know.
I can understand the bored with zombies, though. Zombies are starting to get a little overdone at this point.
Well, so I like some of the zombie stuff. I really like Walking Dead, the show. I really like the Walking Dead game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to Dead Rising.
Telltale game. Telltale game.
I can't play Left 4 Dead anymore. Sorry, guys. I'd do it for you guys when we do play it, but I have played the shit out of Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
It's a good game, but fuck. I'm just done with it.
Yeah.
Trent's really big into it still. Trent really likes it. And I know some of our fans really like it. I'm done with it. I don't know. I can't think of any game in particular right now that I would just pass on totally. Like, I'm almost to the point of passing on Pikmin, but I do want to play Pikmin really bad, Pikmin 3.
I've never actually played any of the Pikmins.
It's just like, kind of like a weird mix of like lemmings and teamwork and crazy cute little things that team up to do things. But hey, you know, there's a little bit of me that does like that kind of weird ass child's game.
This is the sound of me smiling and nodding.
Yeah. So anyways, we got a question this week we want to throw out.
Sure.
And that question is what, Rusty?
What was that?
God damn it.
The question that we have, really? You forgot already?
The question we have this week is, what is the title you're most excited about on the summer Steam sale?
Yeah.
You can email us at teabag@tiltcast.com or Tiltcast. And then you can also find Facebook us, facebook.com/tiltcast, or tweet us. And it'll be on the Twitters. I know that Jason's going to be posting it this week. So
yep.
On the tweets.
Yep. I'm horrible about timing, so I'm letting Jason do it for sure, because hopefully he'll remember.
Yeah, bear with me, guys. I'm trying to work out the timing here.
Yeah.
But you should see a couple different posts on Facebook and Twitter this week about it. So.
And really, that's the best place to follow us for that kind of stuff, because that's where we're actually most active. There's a lot of stuff we don't talk about on here that gets on Twitter or on Facebook.
Yep.
It's just a whole lot easier for me if I forget something at the last minute to just post it on Facebook than it is on Twitter.
Yeah, if you follow us on, on Tiltcast on Facebook.
Honestly, the main page, we haven't had time to do reviews in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eventually, when that becomes a better process and a better API, that'll be something we'll be doing a little bit more often. But I think mostly we are a podcast site, and I think that's what people need to realize.
Yeah.
So the website really is just, hey, listen here for your show. See the fucking crazy image we got in the show notes. But yeah.
Tongue punch.
And your asshole. I'm saying it now. Fuck, what else do we have? Is that it?
Well, we could answer the question. I mean...
Oh, yeah. What game are you most excited about, Rusty?
Well, I was really excited about Civ 5. Just being on sale, honestly. A lot of good things were there, but Civ 5 was probably the most... most money I've saved on the Steam sale, that's for sure. Jason, I don't know if you bought anything on Steam.
No, I didn't. I really wanted to pick up Civ 5, but...
Want to pick up Sniper Elite 2 or V2?
Yeah, I wanted to pick that up too, but... By the time I got home from work that day, it was like... Eat dinner and then the sale was done, so... I just didn't get in on it. Well, there's
a lot of... I Facebooked you, Rusty, that when as soon as I saw that go on sale, because
yep.
Like the only thing that you were really, really, really looking forward to.
Yeah,
I was looking forward to Rogue Legacy, and getting it cheap was a good deal.
That, and I just worried about the cooling issues I'm having with my laptop
Civ
and playing that much Civ.
It's surprisingly tough on your machine.
Mm. Yeah.
On this, I only have a GTX 260 card. With this gaming laptop, but this gaming laptop's 4 years old, and it just barely runs Civ. It drags ass on it.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Just why it's just the production laptop at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of the stuff that I really wanted to pick up. Pretty much, when I look at Steam sales, I want to make sure that I pick up enough game that I can play,
like for like 6 months,
until the winter sale. Yeah, so.
I keep wanting to try this Kerbal Space Program out. I don't know what the fuck this is all about, but there has been a big deal for some reason on Steam.
Hmm?
That Kerbal Space Program?
Oh, yeah. I saw that a couple times. But, yeah, I mean, if there's a big game out there that you got for cheap or you were really looking forward to, just toss that up there. We're always looking out for, you know, new games to play. Like Reus, I picked that up beforehand, so...
I actually just bought that. I've been
just now?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know.
Is it $3.99?
Oh, well. See? So... Shit.
I literally just now bought it.
Yeah. Just now. Like, you press the button just now.
While you were talking about...
Awesome.
Yep.
So we know what we're going to play next night now.
Compulsive gaming.
Well, you know, Steam's... Steam sale on your phone is probably the worst damn combination ever, because you could have that on you at all times.
Well, they blocked Steam at work finally, because they changed the profile. You remember at work?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I won't say where we work, but like when I got my internet access renewed, like, it basically just let me fill in a series of checkboxes of what I couldn't see.
Yep.
And I just marked things that I knew that would be really bad to have under my profile. Like, I put the check mark next to, like, guns and ammo, and weapons, porn, like, adult content, basically.
Yep.
And social media, because I knew, like, being on Facebook at work would be a bad idea. And I pretty much had access to all of the internet for a long time. Like, everything from Hulu to fucking steampowered.com to our website to a lot of things. And then we got that email about a week ago that said, we're renewing everybody's access.
Yep.
And now I have, like, very limited access, which blows.
Yep.
So, well, you're supposed to be doing work at work.
Hey, but I have a bunch of tenured agents now, and it is a very slow day of staring at the clouds, at the skylights.
Do what my boss used to do.
That's why you have a Galaxy S3 now.
That's right.
Well, I just had to write somebody up for using their phone, so I'm not going to be a bad example.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm one of the people that you never see me with my phone out at my desk, ever.
But that, if I just walk around the other side of my desk.
I get away from my
desk. I'm not going to be a bad example. I just hide it really well.
Well, and I sit like 12 feet away from all the managers now, so.
Well, that's a bonus.
So, but yeah, they see me pretty busy all the time, so probably okay.
Yeah, no.
But anyways, that aside, I do want to say something really kind of sentimental. I know last week with the whole thing with Ryan Davis, big fan of that.
Yep.
Something a little bit more personal to me happened, and I've been trying my best not to kind of come apart at the seams, but a good friend of mine and Matt's that are on the show, old school gamer friend of ours named James Ingman died last week, so big RPG fan, big RPG gamer with me and a bunch of my buddies. So I want to say something special about him. Gentlest guy I ever knew. Awesomest guy I ever knew. Better man than me. Rest in peace. I don't know what else to say, because I know a lot of people listening to the show don't know him. I know Matt does know him, and I know that a lot of the people that wowed with us, he wasn't wowing, but he knows, if you know the gamer tag of Southpaw, it was his big brother. So if you remember that dude, his big brother did pass. So at 40 years old, which sucks.
Yeah.
So, but that aside, I don't want to end on a completely sour note. I want you to find us on tiltcast.com. Find I'm losing it.
Dark?
Yeah.
Like this on Facebook.
Yeah.
.com/tiltcast or twitter.com/tiltcast.
Rate and review us on iTunes, and I appreciate the newer ones that have come up on there. Also on Stitcher.
Email us at
teabag@tiltcast.com.
There you go.
And of course we do have some friends of the show and new games that I forgot.
Oh. Games.
New games. Shadowrun comes out next.
Shadowrun, yep.
That's a big one. And then, let me see what else. I know Shadowrun is a big one that I'm looking forward to.
Well, the whole end of the show just really got derailed there.
No, well.
Sorry, guys. I was a little distracted.
We have a checklist. We threw it out the window about an hour ago.
Shadowrun comes out next week.
Shadowrun. We said Shadowrun.
Yeah,
Shadowrun. Dota came out, you know, but we talked about that.
Yeah.
And what else?
Castle Storm comes out at the end of the month. That might be kind of cool. Pikmin 3 comes out on August 4th for the Wii U. I'll probably review that. Somebody should buy it for my birthday. Somebody that might be one of my buddies that I've known for a long time.
But yes, anyways, somebody with a positive...
with a positive bank account. I'm not saying any of you guys.
Yeah.
I know you guys don't.
No, I think Rusty was going along the lines of somebody who has positive influx of income and not living off their savings.
Yeah, well, you know.
I wasn't saying that to you guys. But
sure you weren't.
I do dishes, I cook, and I play games. That's pretty much
it. Suck cock?
No.
I keep trying, he just won't give in.
Oh, whatever.
So anyways, let me throw out some show plugs real quick.
Okay.
CarouselPodcast.com.
Mm-hmm.
We got ElseWorldsPodcast.com.
I know those guys.
For the Love of Gaming.
Oh.
BMFcast.com.
Okay.
NoQuarters.net and TVGP.tv that do good things.
Right.
I think Earl will be on next week, as well as Trent, and I will not. So,
Earl, Trent,
and not me. Well, sort of me. I might pop in. We'll see. Anyways, I'm closing the show out. So, we'll see you guys.